Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, February the 12th, 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. Excuse me. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, doing a show in preparation for the upcoming series that we start on February the 15th. So on February the 15th, 12 noon, we're going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the seven-hour life management system. So we're laying down the foundation for that system. And one of the keys to the system is understanding how to use negative habit pattern, your flaws, to pay your bills or to be success or to be successful. In other words, how to use negativity to establish positivity. Now, the reason why this is so important, because people seem to have more negative problems than they do positive problems. At least when you talk to people on a general scale, most people will share or they'll talk about, you know, the areas of their life that they would like to change. When I talk to people, you know, doing my one-on-ones, doing my counseling sessions, just with people who buy my books and listen to my shows, people in general, you know, want to be successful. And we are all going. We're all going to be. Everybody I talk to, they are going to be. Everybody I talk to are getting ready, or everybody I talk to is dealing with an obstacle before they be. And it's very interesting because people say that they are going instead of being. Now, let me say that again. Everybody is going. It's like, I am trying. And I did a show before, a few months ago, talking about there is no such thing as trying. For example, when you go to the restroom, you don't try to use the restroom, you do. When you go eat, you don't try to eat, you do. When you go and pick up a pen to write a letter, you don't try to pick up the pen, you do. So either you do or you don't. So there is this misnomer when it comes to our success. We are going. We're always getting ready or preparing. We're in a process of preparation for success. See, a negative thought pattern is simply a thought pattern that you have established due to repetition. Now, a negative habit pattern, by definition, is just a pattern that somebody has applied the word negative to. Usually, a negative habit pattern is a unproductive thought. Usually, it's an unproductive pattern. Usually, it's a pattern that goes against the norm. So there are systems in place that determine morality, if you will, and they tell us what is good and what is bad. So there are certain behaviors that are bad that everybody would agree with. For example, everybody would agree that, you know, a 40-year-old man who has sexual intercourse with a 13-year-old girl, that is negative. Would we not all agree? Everybody would agree, you know, based upon modern society, that if you go into somebody's home and you take their belongings without their approval, that's called stealing. So most people would agree that that's a negative habit pattern. If you are a klepto, everywhere you go, you steal stuff. So now we have a predicament because we have what is called a unsociable norm. So most of us have social norms. That means that they are socially acceptable. But there are a few of us who have norms that are unsociable. So if you have a unsociable norm, and if you have what is called a hidden code, so these unsociable norms And these hidden codes, hidden behavior, this usually narcissistic or psychopathic or sociopathic behavior that is a hidden code. So you meet this guy, he's a nice guy, but you don't know because he has this code. He has this pattern. He has something, let's say he's physical. You know, you punch the right button, you get punched in the mouth. So most women I know would say that that type of behavior is bad. So what are the personal drivers for that type of behavior? So today we're talking about how to use these negative habit patterns, we call flaws, to pay your bills, to monetize, or to make money. You guys know that I always say, take your most persistent problem, and that is your best product. So whatever problem you have, don't try to change it, monetize it. But society tells you to change. And see, it's interesting because in the Bible, when the children was out in the desert walking around for 40 days, or actually 40 years, they wanted meat. They was crying and asking for meat, so God gave them a bunch of meat. In fact, he gave them so much meat that they was regurgitating meat. They didn't want any more meat. The same thing happens with a negative habit pattern. So if you find someone, if you yourself have a negative habit pattern, don't try to change it, monetize it. Now, this is extremely important because what happens is if you don't do this right, then you get the negative habit results. So the negative habit pattern is simply a pattern that has an unsociable norm or a hidden code that is not accepted. This is your negative core imprint. This is the whole purpose of the life management system. This is what I will be breaking down in the 7-day or the 7-hour life management system that I'm doing on February the 15th. So on February the 15th, again, the cost is $100 is free for all paid members of the life management system. It's $100 for all non-members of the life management system. In this course, I'm going to reveal, explain, eliminate, and simplify your core negative habit pattern. That means that there is 4 primary core drivers that make up your behavior. We call it a life path number. Well, I call it a life path number. I call it an expression number, a soul urge number, and an outer personality number according to modern numerology based upon the Pythagorean or the Chaldean numerology system. But there is a deeper system that has underlining numbers that make up those four numbers. So if we look at those 4 numbers, we take the one word positive attribute of that number, which I will be breaking down on February the 15th, 1 hour per day for 7 days. Or 7 hours. And I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how you can do this at home. And you can do this for your children. Let's say you're a mother or a father. You have a child, male or female child, and they are exhibiting behavior. They're getting in trouble with law enforcement. Let's say they're doing drugs. Let's say they're a little, unbecoming. Let's say, for example, like my son, Bijola. I was talking about on yesterday's show. My son, Broderick, you know, we had a great talk yesterday, and I was telling him that I apologized to him as a father that I didn't have the intellectual capacity to understand his righteous indignation or his disdain. In other words, my son had this disposition that was very disbecoming of authority. He disliked the systems, but I thought he disliked me. So my son didn't like, I thought it was me. And so I had to correct that. And so I was very hard on my son. But my son didn't like me. His negative habit pattern, his unsociable, he was very unsociable. In fact, he's one of the most, if you meet my son, you'll understand. He's one of the most blunt young men on the planet. He's very blunt. He just, you know, he has no filter. So when he was around me, and he still don't have a filter, I never hung out with my son up until yesterday. Actually, I called my son and say, BJ, you know what? We can hang out more. Now, BJ, my son already knew why I didn't hang out with him. He's the only one of my children that will drop F-bombs and say the S-word and just curse nonstop in front of me. Now, he knows I don't really curse like that, but I thought his cursing was disrespectful or directed towards me. I didn't understand that his cursing was disrespectful and directed toward the system. Now I understand that my son's unsociable behavior, his unsociable norm, his negative habit pattern for, how old is my son? Man, BJ is 23, 24 now. So for 20 plus years, I've been trying to change my son's negative habit pattern, his unsociable norm, his hidden code. Since the code was hidden, I didn't know it. I didn't know that my son's resistance to authority wasn't resistance to me. I thought for 20 plus years, all of his life, up until a couple of days ago, that my son had a problem with me. As I said on yesterday's show, he didn't have a problem with me. He had a problem with the system. And so just like my son, a lot of you have problems in life, but the problem is not directed towards people. It's expressed onto people, but it's not directed towards people. And the only way that it will continue to be expressed onto people is if you don't have a product, service, or information to give people. So let me use myself for example. In my first marriage, I had an unsociable norm. I had a hidden code. That unsociable norm was I had something called discernment, and I had something called compassion. Now, normally, that habit pattern, that core driver, isn't negative. It's only negative when you do what I do. So the first thing that I must establish is your personal drivers are not negative. Somebody told you they are. Somebody should write that down. So your negative habit pattern isn't a negative habit pattern. It is just a negative thought or a thought pattern that is uncommon. It is a thought pattern that you have repeated over a period of time or that you've learned from your environment and from growing up, that you are expressing, exposing, and expanding, that society, that the church, that the Reverend Dr. Bishop, your mother, father, your husband, your wife, your children, somebody told you, hey, that's negative. So in my case, I was a adulterer. So as a adulterer, if you're married, common modern society says that if you are married, you should not engage in sexual activity with anybody that's not your wife. And so I had shame. I had guilt. So I drew shame and I drew guilt into my life because I didn't understand that my habit pattern that I had established from my environment. And I remember where I got it from. So as a young man, I saw my father. He had a plethora of side chicks. All of my older brothers, wow, I mean, yeah, they were truck drivers, over-the-road truck drivers. One of my brothers has three families. My sister was married to, I shouldn't put a business out on Front Street. Let's just say what I saw growing up, I did not see a man married to a woman, and they just had one. Every man I saw had two, three, four, five, six women. The Reverend Dr. Bishops that I saw, again, as I said on yesterday's show, was banging the choir directors. Or the female ushers. So I didn't see my definition of a normal, healthy marriage was flawed, but I didn't know. Now, people tell me all the time, oh, come on, dog, that's just an excuse. Well, let me tell you how the unconscious brain works. The unconscious brain doesn't work on reason and logic. The unconscious brain doesn't work on love and compassion. It works on what is called your autoimmune system. So your heart doesn't beat when you're in love. faster or slower. It doesn't beat faster or slower when you're in hate. Now, a chemical is released that causes it to speed up when the emotion or the thought of love and hate is exhibited, but your heart beats 24/7, 365, whether you are in a relationship or not. Does it not? When I was single, my heart beat. Now, as I'm married, my heart still beats. Why? It's on a auto dial. It's automatic. So a thought pattern is something that is automatic. It is either negative or habit based upon the morality or the definitions of your environment and of your system. So if we was over in India and we were all meat eaters, we would be part of the shunned environment because we're eating our ancestors. Or let's say you're vegan. So if you're vegan and you're woofing down a T-bone steak, let's say you're wearing fur. And I think it's PETA. They go around and they throw paint on these Hollywood stars who have these minks and these fur. Why? Because they killed Bambi. They killed a little animal just to profit. Now, whether you are for or against it, who says it's negative? PETA does. Why? They say we should not wear animal fur. Now, the vegetarians say we shouldn't eat meat. The meat eaters say we shouldn't eat fruits and vegetables, but you get the point. In other words, everybody's definition of negative and positive is different. So let's get to the real meat of the message. You see, the best way to deal with a negative habit pattern is by substitution. That's what we were taught. That's what I tried, and it worked for a little bit. The negative habit pattern never goes away. So I started to go deeper in this, and I developed a whole system called Cleroramics, which is the household management of the mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect, that makes up your patterns. It's called patterns of power. So when I looked behind these negative habit patterns, I saw negative thinking. And so then by substituting a negative thought with a higher, pure, holy thought, church, morality, this represents what is called a higher goal or a greater affirmation, as it's taught, or mantra. Now, that dog hunts too. But unfortunately, the negative habit pattern doesn't go away. Now, let's go back to my example. I was raised in a culture and an environment where all the men had side chicks. I didn't see a husband and wife that were just, what they call it, monogamous. So I grew up, and I remember this is unconscious. I never thought about it. I was on auto dial, just the way my heart beat. I never think about heartbeat today. Do you? Right now I'm breathing. Everybody that's listening to me, everybody's breathing, right? Are you thinking about breathing? No. So I never thought about cheating on my wife. I just got married and just kept talking to other females. I never thought that it was going to cause hurt, harm, and damage until my wife found out. And she's like, well, why are you doing that? I was like, well, damn, I don't know. I mean, I don't really have no reason. It's just like, I mean, nothing's going wrong. Again, this is my first marriage. Ain't nothing really going wrong. But I kept repeating the same behavior. And then I realized that, damn, you know what? Why am I doing this? Well, I saw that everybody I cheated on, they were single, and they usually was in an economic position that was a little disadvantaged, and they usually had kids. And it took me a while, but then I thought I saw some characteristic or attribute that was similar to my mom in them. And the same desire that I had as a little boy when I watched my mom getting beat with that metal pipe, I wanted to save her, and I couldn't. But now I ain't no boy no more. I'm a man. So now I can save. So what I did, the way I met my first wife, I saved her because, again, I saw her in the hood in San Diego sitting on a bus stop late at night with a bunch of black dudes around just getting ready to take advantage of her in my brain. Now, she probably tells the story different. In her brain, she was fine. She knew how to handle herself. But in my brain, hey, I put on my cape. I had to go save. So I swooped in and I saved. But I didn't stop saving. So my whole 25 years, I was going outside of my marriage saving women that did not need to be saved. But in my brain, they did. So that's a negative habit pattern. Why? I was married. When you married, you only sleep with your wife. But why was I sleeping with these other females? Because they needed help. Well, how come I didn't help them? I didn't have a product. I didn't have a service. I didn't have no information. Now I do the same thing. It's just that I don't sleep with women anymore. I still see or can sense by my discernment. Now remember, the pattern is still the same. It's still negative. No man should be going outside of his marriage to help another woman, right? Unless he's helping that woman to go to grow closer to God instead of closer to him. So all I did was I took my negative habit pattern, which is discernment and compassion. Now, is discernment and compassion negative? No. What you do with that discernment and compassion is negative or positive. Is a hammer negative? No. But I can take my hammer and hit my neighbor in the head. That's a negative. But I can use it just like a gun. I love talking to these gun rights. Well, let me not get on that kick. But people say guns should be removed from society, and it would reduce the crime rate. And go over to Japan. They ain't got no guns. They still kill people with swords over there. Do you know that I can kill you with a rock? I don't need no gun. So it's not the tool. So the patterns are not the problem. That's what I'm trying to say. So everybody is focusing on the behavior instead of focusing on the cause of the behavior. So how do you use your negative habit pattern flaw to pay your bills or make money? Same way I did. So what did I do? I took my ability to have discernment with men. Now, you guys know, all the way up until even now, I always get hit on by gay dudes. I was at the gym 2 days ago, and this dude was looking at me, and he kept looking at me, and he kept looking at me. I gave him the, you know, Jay Money, you know how we do, brother. You know how black men, we got to give you the. A black man will stare you down until you give him the nod, until you get the head. You give him the head bob. If you don't give him the head bob, then you just made an enemy. So I gave this dude at the gym, I gave him the head nod. You know, all black men know what I'm talking about. You see a brother, and you just, you know, you just throw your head up. That means, yo, what's up, dog? And then he throw his head up and everything's good. But if you don't, you just disrespecting him. Now, it took me a while to teach my sons that, but they finally got it. So I gave him the head nod, and he kept looking at me. And then on the way out of the gym, I noticed he was hanging around by the front desk. And when I walked past, you know, he said, hi. Then I knew, damn, another dude that got sugar in his tank. So these dudes, they have sugar in their tank. As I've said on many shows, it doesn't bother me no more because of my pattern. What's my pattern? Compassion. Those dudes are drawn because they pick up the vibe that they know I ain't going to diss them. I ain't going to punch them in the mouth. I ain't going to call them outside their name. I'm not going to tell them that, you know, that homosexuality is an abomination and they're going to bust hell wide open. I'm going to treat them just like any other dude. It's just that after they make those sexual advances, if they don't get the message, then I punch them in the mouth. But until then, we good. So now I know, did I change my pattern? No. I just changed my product. I changed my understanding. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you have a personal core driver. On February the 15th, I'm going to tell you exactly what your personal core driver is. Now, somebody will tell you that if it's an unsociable norm, meaning it's not sociably accepted, if it is a hidden code, meaning that you only do it when nobody's around, that you're a bad man, and they're going to slap you on the wrist. And then you're going to feel bad. And then because you feel bad and you're concerned, you're going to draw bad and you're going to draw concern. See, if you're concerned about making money, you're going to draw more concerns about making money. You're not going to make no more money. Only thing you're going to do is you're just going to draw concern. Now, remember, you draw what you're concerned about. And then if you make the mistake of giving away your power, how do you give away your power? You give away your power by giving your concerns to somebody else. What does that mean? That means misplaced dependency and unrealistic expectation. So if I expect my wife to do something for me that I can do for myself, and if my wife don't do it, I'm pissed off. Why? I gave away my power. Who did I give it to? I gave it to my wife. So I can wash my own clothes. Now, if my wife decides to wash my clothes, hey. Dude, that's icing on the cake. But if I sit around and if I expect her to wash my clothes, because the culture, the dominant culture says the woman is supposed to be in the home. The woman is supposed to be in the kitchen. The woman is supposed to pop out babies. The woman is supposed to wash your clothes. See, my wife is not, she's not no traditional female. Now, she has both of those. She can, you know, how they say, you know, make the bacon and then bring it home and fry it in the pan. That's my wife. She's very independent. So that used to be a problem. Because why? I expected my wife, remember, unrealistic expectations, misplaced dependencies. So if I projected that, that's a habit. Why? I came from a traditional background that says, hey, women are in the house bare feet and pregnant. They don't speak unless I tell them to speak. Well, if y'all ain't never met my wife, she don't roll like that. She speak whenever she want. So in the beginning of our relationship, we had some problems. So I took that as disrespect. So I packed my shit and left. But now I know that my wife's pattern is different from mine. So we've learned how to take our patterns and turn them into power. So now when my wife goes outside and cut the grass, trim the trees, trim the hedges, y'all know I was telling y'all today, she took all the cabinets out the wall, she painted them, put on new. The kitchen looked like it was professionally done. And I think my wife spent about $30. Now, it would have cost me probably about $2,000-$3,000 to hire somebody else to do it. Now, the old me, I'd have been pissed off. The new me, shit, I was happy as hell. I went to the store and brought some more knobs. Say, baby, what else you need? Why? I ain't trying to change my wife. I ain't trying to make her into a little Willie like I tried to do with my children. I see her pattern, and I let her be her. Brothers and sisters, somebody trying to change your pattern, and you walk around trying to fit in a box that you don't fit in. Now, it could be the Reverend Dr. Bishop. It could be your wife. It could be the supervisor of your job. Somebody's making you feel, and whatever you feel is real. That's why it's manifesting in your life. See, let me make sure I broke this down. I broke this down for you because this is very important. I talked about it on yesterday's show. You order by your concerns. So unless you are concerned about solutions, you are ordering problems unknowingly. See, you got a son or a daughter that is a wayward child, and you are concerned about your son and your daughter's waywardness, so you are empowering your son and your daughter to be more wayward. If you do not see your son or your daughter as God sees them, you are enabling them. You're wondering why their behavior is not changing? It's because of you. Because you are steady giving them your chi-chi. You're giving them your energy by your concerns. Whatever you're concerned about, that's what you are empowering. If you are concerned about your lack of money, you will get more lack of money. If you are concerned about your lack of health or a lack of a good diet, you will get more lack of a good diet. If you are concerned of your lack of knowledge or your lack of gnosis, you will get more lack of knowledge and lack of gnosis. If you are concerned about your relationship, you are going to get more bad relationships. See, your job is to not to be concerned. See, but that's the problem. I ain't found nobody yet that can do that. So now you got to go to the next level. You got to monetize that concern. You got to do exactly what I did. So I'm concerned. I destroyed my first marriage because I was concerned about, again, women who were single, who was under the stress of the system or who had kids, who reminded me of my mother. I was concerned. To this day, my heart goes out to women and men. I'm concerned for boys who grew up with like me that don't have no father and they don't have no purpose. There's a bunch of boys in the church. I go to my wife's church and we go, and there's some young men in that church, and I'm concerned about them. But guess what? I don't help them. I don't talk to them. Why? I learned that the devil uses my concerns as a weapon against me. He knows that I can get spread out too thin, and I overpromise and underdeliver, and I end up destroying the people that I'm trying to help. Now, remember, this is not something that I read of no book. This is not something that a message that I stole from somebody else. This is personal, real-life shizness, my personal experience. And the only way, my brothers and sisters, as I said before, I destroyed my first marriage because I could not understand what I'm telling you right now. Now, let me make sure I'm crystal clear, because I know somebody's going to say, well, Brother Will said, you know, to take your bad behavior and just go out and buck the world and do what the Luciferians say. Do as thy wilt. That's a lie from the pit of hell. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm telling you to do, my brothers and sisters, is you take your negative habit pattern, because it's not negative. It's simply a tool or a pattern that you learned from your environment or from repetition. Now, you guys know repetition makes you reptilian. Let me say it again. Repetition makes you reptilian. So the big G knows that. The big G knows that there is a reptile sitting on top of your spiritual column, your spiritual antenna. It's called your reptile brain. If you don't believe me, go to Google, type in triune brain, and look at the first part of your brain. What is it called? Reptile brain. Next part of the brain is called the paleo brain, which means old. The next one is called the neo, which means new. So you got three brains. Now, really, the three brains is your head, your heart, and your gut. But they are all represented inside of your cerebellum. So if you do not understand, then you do not have what it talks about in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12. A three-stranded cord is not easily broken. So patterns are the result of those three things working together. If that happens, just like God said at the Tower of Babel, they were all with one language and they were all on one accord. Chord as in a musical instrument, not C-O-R-D, C-H-O-R-D. If you are on one accord, according to the Helios Biblios, there is nothing that you cannot accomplish. But the problem is, there are people who have established this, what I called inside of my book, which I know everybody got, that it's called demonic soul ties and emotional cords, what they are and how to break them. So most people do not understand that they are emotionally core, because, see, the battle is not with your tongue, verbal. The battle is within your mind, mental. And so if you spend all your time dealing with the physical, or what the Greek called phaino, P-H-A-I-N-O, which comes from the Greek word P-H-O-N-S, which means light. It has to do with the heavenly light. So the Greek word phos, P-H-O-S, is where we get the English word photon. But underneath the Greek word phos is another Greek word that's spelled P-H-E-M-I. Which means to make known one thought or to declare one's thought. That's what the Bible says, bring every thought into captivity, because thoughts are more powerful than things. And so patterns are the results of thoughts. And so the goal is not to try to break the patterns. The goal is to break the thought. So it is a negative thought that produces a negative pattern. So I don't try to change patterns. That's the effect. I focus on changing thoughts, because thoughts create the patterns, and patterns create the activity. So all I did was I changed my thoughts, and my patterns automatically changed. So now I've learned how to monetize my thoughts. That's what I teach in the Life Management System. That's what I'm going to be teaching everybody on November the 15th. Again, the cost is $100. Just go to the website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says donation. Again, if you're part of the Life Management System, it's no charge. You can attend that training, that webinar for free. Because what I'm telling you today is not going to really help you a lot, because you don't know how you get your thoughts or your patterns. So how do you get your negative core imprint? I'm talking about your core driver. I'm talking about your core motivator. I'm talking about it's inside of your DNA. I'm talking about before you were born. So in the book of Jeremiah, it says that God knew you before. He knew you when you was in your mother's womb. Now, the Bible calls this predestined or predestination. Now, this is a tough one, but let me make sure you understand. So right now, I'm working on a Dear Kinnear report for another client. Y'all know I do this all day. I'm actually behind schedule. So I try to pump them out as fast as I can. So in the class that we're going to be breaking down on November the 15th, I'm going to share something I've never shared in public before, which is the core imprints and where they come from. See, most people think that there are seven colors in the rainbow, but there are nine colors. Because we don't really count clear, white, or black as colors. I remember I posted something on Facebook, and I think it was Sister Stacy who asked me about, well, what about white people? Because I said that, you know, black people are not, you know, black people don't die. Black people are killed. There's never in the history of the world been a black person that died. Every black person has been killed. So black man, black woman, you got a mark on your chest. You are going to be killed unless you overstand what I'm getting ready to say. Why? There's something called institutionalized. Now, people like Sister Stacy, who else? Sister Ellen, Visionary Firestarter, there are Caucasian individuals that their skin is white, but their spirit isn't. But we live in a system of institutionalized racism. So the institution, as there's a guy called Health Hunter, Health Ranger, that did a video. Now, he's a white guy that did a video. It's on YouTube that talks about what happened in, Flint, where the water thing, or, you know, slavery, or vaccinations, or the war on drugs. Everything that happens in the United States disproportionately affects black men and black women more than any other race. So that's what I was talking about when I posted that thing on Facebook. Now, there was a guy, a black guy in Herman Hospital down in Houston, Texas, who is a cardiologist, a heart doctor, that treats all his patients with plant-based nutrition. He reverses heart disease by changing their diet. Now, I posted a video on my YouTube channel. This is going on right now. In fact, he's the only physician in the United States that has a commercial kitchen that only produces plant-based meals. And it's totally reversing diabetes, kidney failure, osteoporosis. In fact, every disease that he's treated, he's reversed it without medical intervention, meaning traditional pills and scalpel. Now, this is a medical doctor who was originally doing everything that everybody else. That was his pattern. Now, his pattern is he want to help people. But he was cutting people, and he was giving them medicine, and it was dying. He didn't change his pattern. He changed how he thought. He kept the same pattern, helping people. But now he changed how he thinks about helping people. Instead of helping people by performing, he said he used to put stents in people's valves. And it's, now, if you don't know a stent, it's a like a plastic or metal mesh that goes into the vein, and they open up, they blow it up or inflate it so that way blood can flow through. He said he was doing that, people was dying. They would live a little bit longer. So now he found out 30 days on a plant-based diet cleared up all of the junk, we'll just put it that way, inside of the veins that causes the, you know, the hardening of the arteries. Now, again, you got to watch the little short video. It's on my Facebook page. But notice he kept the same pattern, saving people, helping people. But he changed his thoughts about how he was going to help people. So I don't change patterns, because patterns are given to you by God. But the devil takes what God gave you, and he tried to get you to produce bad results. And he works. It's working pretty good. So all of these child molesters, their pattern is they have a desire to help children, but they don't have a product or service to give them, so they give them their body. If somebody were to sit down with these fools and say, hey, man, your desire, the reason you're attracted to little kids is so you can help teach them how to read. Maybe you're there to help a teacher and help to find little infants that have some type of mental issue, and they got labeled as ADD, but you have a calm disposition. And instead of giving them pills, if you can get your mind off violating them and get your mind on giving them some tools to handle the emotional management so little Johnny can sit in class and learn, Don't change the attraction to children, but change what you give children. See, I did not change my attraction to helping men that don't have purpose. I did not change my attraction to helping women that are overwhelmed emotionally and financially. I didn't change that. But instead of giving them my little head, now I give them my big head. See, the pattern didn't change, brother. The pattern didn't change. So I'm still the same dude that some people, my wife, old, my first wife and second wife, used to say that, oh, dude, all you do is flirt. Now I get paid to flirt. But I know my intention was never to flirt. So when I give a woman a compliment, it comes from my freaking soul that's given to me by God to recognize the words that that person needs to elevate their spirit. If you look at my mission statement that I wrote 20 years ago, I'm here to uplift the spirits of humanity. Humanity includes male and female. So there's some dudes that got sugar in their tank who are going to take my kindness for weakness, and they're going to think, but then I'm going to give them my products and my services, and I'm going to recommend one-on-ones. Yeah, there are going to be some females that are going to take the fact that I make a compliment about how beautiful their eyes is, and they're going to say, well, Brother Will, man, he kind of know. He kind of, is he flirting with me? Yeah, there are going to be some women because they come from a culture and an environment where every dude who came to them with a pure heart and tried to say something to help them, because they come from an environment where every other dude that put some sugar on something, they had an ulterior motive. They wanted the new. Now, see, that used to be me, but I'm retired, homie. I don't do that shit no more. It don't work. It don't put no money in my pocket. And the number one thing that it doesn't do, it doesn't save souls. You see, I have a ministry that also utilizes a business. Some people have a business that also has a ministry component. So you have to know the difference. Because, I got business people who telling me, dude, you ain't going to make no money like that, man. You got to be ruthless. You got to be all of my eights out there, they tell me the same thing. Man, you're too nice, dude. You can't do that. But, see, I'm a minister. I'm in ministry. I have a ministry that has a business component. I don't have a business that have a ministry component. See, you got to know the difference between business and ministry. Because if you don't, then you're going to mess up your pattern. So if I took on the pattern mindset of a millionaire that's just all about the money, then I'm going to step on my mama, your mama, anybody. I just want the dollar. That's not me. So if I meet somebody, and I can sense that they really, really need the book. They really need the message. I just saw a lady that I just met this morning on Facebook. Don't know her from Adam. But she emailed me. She was having this issue. And I could sense. I sent her the book for free. She broke down in tears crying. Because she didn't have the money for the book. I knew she didn't have the money. She didn't tell me that. I knew because my spirit told me that. So I'm in ministry. So I'm going to say some stuff that if you are in business, that's going to come across as flirting. If I want to flirt, trust me, I know how to do it. I don't need to use no damn book or this to get digits. I don't need this crutch. In fact, this is a liability. If I'm really trying to get Nunu, that's a better way to do it. If I'm trying to just make money, you think I'm going to be doing this? You think I'm going to be doing blog talk shows? Now, if I'm trying to make a dollar, man, that's a whole lot better ways. And I can go invest in Bitcoin and make dollars. If I'm just about dollars, I'm just going to join a system. It ain't about dollars for me, man. It's about changing lives. It's about people. I got a wife who satisfies me in all areas. So I'm not after no females. I already got one. So if I tell you something, it's because that's what you need to hear. Now, if you got a problem with it, that's between you and your system. Because my system is to recognize the core that's inside of people and to elevate it, to uplift the spirits of humanity so that it can be eligible for the cross. But see, most people are so deep down in the gutter. And they've been beaten down so low that they think, especially women, it is amazing to me that every woman thinks a dude that looks for them want to sleep with them. I mean, y'all look good, but trust me, Every dude is not trying to get in your skirt. And dudes, every woman that likes your Facebook crap ain't trying to hit on you. So don't be DMing them on the sly. They don't want you. They got a man. This is extremely important because the patterns, the lines are blurred now. I can't even tell whether this young generation, with all of this freaking heterosexual, metrosexual crap, I don't know whether a person is a woman or a man. The women look like men, and the men look like women. That's the system. So your job is not to be caught up in the system. Your job is to take your negative habit pattern, because it's not negative. It's just a pattern. So I have a heart for the underdog. I've said that since I started. So when I see someone who is emotionally overwhelmed, my heart goes out to you. That does not mean I want to sleep with you. My heart goes out to you. That's why I reach out to you. Because my spirit tells me to reach out to you. And then I don't give you me. I give you my product, my service, and my information. So my pattern is not changing. But when I was young, my heart went out to women. I had nothing to give them, so I gave them my body. And all I did was hurt. But I'm not young, dumb, and stupid anymore. So stop trying to change your pattern. So what is your pattern? If you want to know what your pattern is, all you got to do is look at the underneath numbers that make up your primary numbers. Now, I'm going to break all of this down on February the 15th. I will either do now, if anybody makes the payment today, I will draw your chart for you. Again, if you're part of the life management system, you already got it. It's inside your Dear Kinnear report. Unless you're part of the life management system that was a part of my original Eagles Club, because I started doing this later. So if there's anybody that is a part of the life management system that does not have the new life management circle, again, it is a circle that has four lines in it, or is divided into four pieces. The first quadrant is wealth. The second quadrant is health. The third quadrant is wisdom. The fourth quadrant is relationship. You need to have that chart on February the 15th, so I can tell you exactly why or exactly what your negative habit pattern is. This is what you are doing right now that is preventing you from being wealthy. Let me use my own self as an example. Now, this is extremely important. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, there is two numbers. But in fact, you know what? I'm going to use, because let me use somebody who's not me. Sister Stacy, can I just text me if I can use yours? I know you said I could use it before, but I want to make sure that it's still okay to use your numbers. So Sister Stacy is a client that I met a long time ago. Okay, thanks, sis. And sis been going through. I mean, sis been going through. And her daughter was in a major car accident that it is the grace of God that she's still here. I don't know how. Sister sent me a picture of her daughter's skull, and you could almost see the brain. I mean, sis been going through. Financial, health, sis been not, oh, man. She started developing some health issues. I talked about it just yesterday. We was talking. I was sharing with her. Her health issues started to manifest in her life right around the same time that her relationship issues did. And her wealth issues, same thing. So women, this is extremely important, as I shared with Sister Stacy. And I will share with every woman. I've shared this with my sisters, my daughters, every female. Your health will be destroyed if you hold in your emotions. If you have an emotional issue, women, you cannot hold on to it. You have to release it. It will manifest in your body. Men too, but for some reason or other, I mean, I know why women are caregivers and nurturers. So Sister Stacy, when I met her, she is a 7. First of all, we did her numbers, and because there's a Y in her name, I did the number incorrectly, which is 90% of the people out there who are doing this don't understand that usually the Y is counted as a vowel, not a consonant. So if you make the mistake that I made early in my career, and if you got a Y in your name, she has two Y's, one in her first name, one in her middle name. Both of those, again, I counted as consonants instead of vowels. Totally threw her. So I gave her a Dear Kennedy report. Wrong numbers, wrong everything. Biggest mistake I could ever did. Then finally, I corrected it. The life path number is still the same. So for example, her life path number is 7. Now, I'm going to break this down in vivid detail. So if her first name is Stacy, what does the S in Stacy mean? What is the God-given attribute? There's a one-word attribute in every letter of your name. If you do not know what the theomathematic and alphanumeric meaning of each letter in your name, God have mercy on your soul. Do you know that the letter A, the letter E, the letter I, the letter O, and the letter U are female numbers or letters? How many vowels do you have in your name, brother? How many vowels do you have in your name, sister? If you are a man and you don't know that, you do not know why, I didn't know, that the DL brothers are attracted to you because you got feminine, more feminine letters in your name. That gives you a feminine, unconscious vibe that draws. Why do you think I've had marriage problems? Problems keeping my little head in my pants. It has to do with the way that I'm designed. But if I don't understand it, I'm going to try my best to change my pattern, which is what I did in my first marriage. I'm going to fail miserably. Now I know I need a product to give people. And that's what I develop, products. But let's say like we did with Sister Stacy. Sister Stacy is a 7. So how did I get the number 7? Now, there's a plethora of different ways to get the number 7. In her case, I get the number 7 from adding the number 3 and the number 4. How did I get that? From my date of birth. But since the number 7 means spiritual intellectual. But the only way for her to be a spiritual intellectual is if she has a creative, because it comes from number 3, environment, that number 4 allows her to establish a solid, stable foundation where she's able to connect with God. I could bring Sister Stacy on here right now. She'll tell you herself. That's the one thing that she hasn't had. Because the devil ain't stupid. He ain't going to just let her create a stable environment so that way she can use her creativity to connect with God and establish her spiritual intellectually, because that's where she get her money from. Because that's the first quadrant. So if I can tell by talking to Sister Stacy, which I've already done, where her problem is. Because remember, we live in a world of duality, which means if the pendulum is not swinging to the left, it's swinging to the right. Now, as I go deeper with Sister Stacy, now my daughters all have, I have 3 daughters, Sade, Sheree, Shamora. All 3 of their names starts with S. That's how I know the S off the top of my head. The S is the most powerful letter in the alphabet. If you know somebody with an S in their name, especially the first name, that's a very dangerous person, positively and negatively. So if Sister Stacy doesn't know this, she doesn't know the power of the S. The S, anyone with an S in their name are movers and shakers. All of my daughters are movers and shakers. I had to tell my daughter Shardis because her pattern was she's an independent person. She got her own business. She has a lot of, she's like my wife. She has a lot of, I'm going to say, how can I put this delicately? What we would call masculine traits. That means that, and like Sister Stacy, she don't need a man. She, you know, now she got one, but she don't need one. Why? She's a mover and a shaker. Why? The S. The S in her name represents the fact that they like to control. They like to take charge. The S, again, in a person's name means they are bold and courageous. These are the leaders. These are the motivators. These are the visionary people of the world. But also on the dark side of the S, these people are very impulsive and don't think things through before they go move and shake. Now, that's just one quadrant, just a snip, because again, we've got to go through each letter. So the next letter in her name is the T. So we would have to break that down. T represents a restless seed for answers to spiritual problems. If you've ever seen any of Sister Stacy's posts on Facebook, they're all about questions about spiritual problems. I posted on there that black men and black women, they are not dying, they are being killed. Well, Sister Stacy's not black. So what did she do? Her T said, what about white people? And she wanted an answer. Why? If she don't know why she challenges authority, like my son B. Jola, if he doesn't understand why he has that disposition, see, I didn't understand. So I thought my son, dislike for authority was a dislike for me. And if I didn't know Sister Stacy, I would think her question, I think she was questioning me as a teacher. And I will respond with a negative comment. But since I know that she is driven by God, God put, that's how she's intelligent. Because intelligent people ask questions. They don't just accept what is given. My son BJ is the same thing. Kendrick is the same way. I would tell him, Kendrick, go take out the trash. His first response was, why? I thank God that he was born after mother three children. Because they all got punched in the mouth when they asked why. Then I learned that some children are designed to just go along. Other children are designed to like, oh, hold up, time out. Why are we going left? Boy, because I said so. That's how I was raised. You can't raise your children like that. If your child has a T in their name and they ask you questions, you better stop playing to them. So each letter of an alphabet is a cog in your pattern. Do you know your pattern? I got $100 say you don't. I got $100 that say that nobody listening to the sound of my voice really, really knows their pattern because you haven't went through each letter of your name. Now, we was taught, at least I was, that zodiac and horoscopes and all that stuff was about. And I would concur. However, thankfully, I'm not young, dumb, and stupid no more. As I said in my Dear Kinnear report, and as I have a whole chapter inside of my book, everybody that gets a Dear Kinnear report from me, y'all already know. Because I've already settled the issue. Because I've already got the scripture from the book of Psalms, and also in the book of Job, that talks about the Mazel Ruth. How come that is the only word in the Bible that's not translated in its English equivalent? Can you please explain that to me, Reverend Dr. Bishop? Somebody don't want you to know the truth. Why is that the only word in the Bible that's not translated into English? The word Mazel Ruth is not an English word. It is a non-translated Greek word. So if you do not understand, and if you don't understand biblical alphanumerics, and you just got this Cavalarian Pythagorean doctrine, and you talk to the average Reverend Dr. Bishop, hey, but brother, that's horoscope shit is of the devil, brother. Because they don't understand. What do you think Hebrew is? Did you read my book, Hebrew? The mystical Hebrew is Kabbalistic. That's Luciferian. That's Babylonian. The Babylonians employed gematria, which is the numerical values that's ascribed to letters and words. It was Sargon, S-A-R-G-O-N. Who established what we call Hebrew. Hebrew stands for Hebo, means he who crosses over. Cross over where? Every number mentioned in the Bible is a key to mathematics. That's why I use theo mathematics. That's why in the Bible there's a book called the Book of Numbers. And if you don't understand that, then you will fall prey to the numeric system that's based upon the Babylonians and the Chaldeans. Every word has a numeric value. that is based upon or can be based upon what some people call the Bible code or the God code. Not the little one, the big one. DNA is how God has chosen to express, expose, and expand himself in you. So if you don't know, you're going to buy into somebody else's system that don't know what the hell they're talking about. I spent my entire life, because I don't know about anybody else, I was born with no purpose. I did not know why I was on the planet. Nobody could tell me. I went everywhere. I talked to Reverend Dr. Bishop. I became a licensed and ordained minister. I went to the church. I got saved. I still was lying and cheating on my wife. I still was treating my children like trash. I still didn't know nothing about a freaking man. I was a boy. So sure, astrology is Satan's counterfeit guidance for your life system. So Joe, you don't need astrology. You need theology. But you need to understand astro-theology, because without understanding that, you would not understand why did God write the story in the stars, like he says in the book of Genesis. If you do not understand that, then the word of God in the Bible, which is the guiding system for your life, that it says in Psalms 119, verse 105, if you don't understand that, then the Reverend Dr. Bishop will have you walking around in circles. Because they ain't got no solutions. See, the stars, my brothers and sisters, according to Genesis chapter 15, verse 5, it says that every time Abraham looked up at the night sky, he was reminded of God's faithfulness and God's goodness. So when I go out and I look up in the night sky, I'm reminded of God's faithfulness and God's goodness. Now, in the book of Enoch, it talks about how it got twisted. There was this dude called Baraquiel, B-A-R-A-Q-U-I-A-L. And be careful. When you say the name of the demon, you summon the demon, unless you got authority over the demon. There was another demon by the name of Kobakiel, who one was over astrology, the other was one was over the constellation, to manipulate it. Now remember, the devil can't create. He can only manipulate. So there's a manipulation that it talks about in the book of Job, chapter 38, verse 32. Well, in the book of Job, it points to what we call the constellations. But in the book of Job, it's not called constellations. It's not called astronomy. What is it called? The Astaroth or the Mazaroth. Now, Psalms chapter 8, verse 3 says, when I consider your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place. Then Psalms 19, verse 1 says, a psalm of David, the heavens declare the glory of the God, the skies proclaim the works of his hands. Psalms 147, verse 4 said, he determines the number of the stars. He calls each of them by name. You are a star, brother. You are a star, sister. He called you by name. And if you don't know your name, you in deep kimchi. I spent 25 years developing a system that nobody else on the planet has. And that system is based upon alphanumerics, and I ain't based on no damn noon, which is really what is astrology. It's noonology. Noonology is Egyptian. It comes from hiero. That's a Greek word. Hiero and the word glyph or graph. What it talks about in Matthew 23 when he says, woe, six times. If Jesus takes the time to tell you woe to you scribes and Pharisees six times in the book of Matthew 23, what is a scribe? The base Greek word for scribe is grypho. Don't believe me. Look it up. It means graph. Letters. Woe to you, letters, because you take the key of knowledge and you yourself cannot enter in, and you prevent other people from entering in. That's why I don't talk to God with letters, because letters are fetters. They're chains. I talk to God mano y mano. That's why I only teach mental telepathy. Anything that's written in the book, you're at the mercy of the book writer. That's why the Bible says letter kills, but the spirit. If you don't know God by his spirit, brothers, if you don't know God by his spirit, sister, some Reverend Dr. Bishop is going to come give you a version of God, and it ain't going to be the original. That is the only way to use negative habit patterns, because they ain't negative. They came from God. You mean to tell me God makes junk? I don't know about you, The one I serve, he don't make junk. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So when I was a little kid and they said, yo, badass Willie, he hard-headed, this, that, that's a damn lie. I was born a clean slate, same as you. And I picked up shizness for my environment, just like you. And my mother and my father and my environment and my teachers and the remnant, the bishops that were around me, we all were influenced. And it was through this repetition that we established what we call a belief system. I call it a bullshizness system because that limits you. I don't care what belief system you got, it's too small. Too little. God can't fit in your narrow mind. Not you, but somebody that you know. So what am I saying? I'm saying that everything that you think is negative, get rid of the word negative and focus on, I got a pattern. What is my pattern? My pattern is I can sense somebody, I don't care where you at, I can look you in the eyeball and I can tell if you're having a good day or a bad day. It's called discernment. I don't like it, but hey, that's my lot. And I'm a nice guy. I don't like that either. I want to be a thug. Nice guys finish last. I didn't like being a nice guy. I wanted to be hard. I tried to be it until I went to prison. And I met real thugs. And I'm like, ooh, damn, I'm not no thug. So I had to go back to being a six, compassionate. But why am I compassionate? All of my numbers are threes. So I got a three. If I don't know what that means, that's creative compassionate. So when people see me changing my program every week, and they are an eight, they don't understand. They say, well, didn't Brother Will just have this? Why is he changing it again? And they get frustrated. But if you know I'm a three, you know that what I'm saying this week, I'm going to say the same thing next week, but I'm going to say it in a different way. But if you listen to what I'm saying, I've been saying the same shizness for the last 25 years, replacing error with truth. That is what the Eagles Club is. Eagerly advancing godly living and economics. That's why I have a ministry first, business second. I'm interested in changing people's lives for the kingdom of God. If I make a couple of dollars, that's great. I am not in business that has a ministry. I'm in ministry that has a business. Those two are separate. I'm ministry first. So that's why you don't see me dogmatic. That's why you see me giving away products. That's why you see me doing all these free shows. That's why a lot of stuff I do doesn't make sense to you because you don't know me. You're not supposed to, though. My wife is supposed to know me, and she does. So she understands me. So you can talk about me. You may not understand why I do this. You may not understand why I go outside of the Bible to get stuff. That's the three part of me. See, I used to beat myself up because I was creative, because I didn't understand myself. And the devil is doing the same shizness to you that he did to me. You walking around thinking something's wrong with you. You're going to doctors, you're talking to shrinks, you're taking freaking medication, you got little Johnny, he's ADD, he got him all wired up. Do you know that's a freaking gift? There ain't no such thing as disease. Disease is a freaking man-made invention. There ain't no such thing as poverty. Poverty is like a pothole. Ain't no such thing as no damn pothole. A pothole, put some dirt in it, where did it go? A pothole is the absence of a thing. A pothole is not a person, it's not a place, it's not a thing. It's the absence of a thing. So is poverty. Poverty is not a thing. Poverty is the absence of a thing. Put the thing back, poverty goes away. What is that thing? Knowledge. Knowledge of self. You find yourself, you find the God that created the self. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. And the kingdom of God is within. That's what the scripture says. So on February the 15th, I'm gonna do something that I probably shouldn't do. Everybody will have a chart. Anybody that pays me today or tomorrow to give me time, I'll do it for you. If not, I'm going to walk you step by step through the process on a webinar. So this is a class that you want to watch from your computer, so you can, I'm going to share my screen so you can watch it. This course is free to all. I was going to charge $25, but people were crying about it. So, hey. It's ministry first. I'm going to make it free to all of the life management system members. To everybody else, it's $100. Just go to the website, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Now, there's no way you can learn in 7 hours what I'm teaching everybody else 7 months to 12 months. But at least you can understand why you do what you do, and at least you can understand how to take what you do and monetize it. So as I was saying about Sister Stacy, and let me close with this. She's a seven. So the dark side of the three and the four that makes up the seven means the what's the opposite of creativity and what's the opposite of a foundation? Well, the opposite of creativity is a follower. And Sister Stacy, which I already know, if Sister Stacy look around all the people in her life, she has ones in her underneath her numbers, the next numbers as well, and she has the number one in the relationship area, which means independent leader. The opposite of independent leader is a dependent follower. If Sister Stacy look around her life, she's going to find a bunch of dependent followers. Everybody's following her and depending upon her. That's why she's stressed, because it limits her creativity. That's the devil's job. So Sister Stacy, he's doing his job. Now you need to do yours. He's limiting your creativity. That prevents you from establishing your foundation. That's why, as we talked to the last time we did our one-on-one, sis, the shaky foundation you got is because the shaky creativity you got that comes from you putting all of your energy into all of these people that are following you and depending upon you, that's old enough to depend upon themselves. Remember, misplaced dependencies, unrealistic expectations. Whatever you are concerned about, you give your energy to. So mothers, I know y'all concerned about y'all little cheerings, but if they're over the age of 18, yeah, keep that energy in your pocket. Don't give the key to your happiness to somebody else. Trust me, I already tried it. That dog don't hunt. If you give your energy to your concern for your health, then the doctor has all of the energy, and you're sitting there waiting for the doctor to give you good news. And if he gives you good news, you're happy. If he gives you bad news, where your energy go? If a doctor tells you you're going to die of cancer in 6 months, what happens? Your energy's gone. If a doctor tell me I'm dying in six months of cancer, what I'm going to do? I'm going to eat green leafy vegetables every day for the next 6 months. And as proven already by the Herman Hospital down in Houston, Texas, the doctor who's reversing heart disease, cancer, freaking diabetes, and every disease known to man by doing what? Plant-based diet. See, stress only exists when you don't have a process that removes it. So what, you got stress in the area of money? I got a process for you. You got stress in the area of health? I got a process for you. It's called Theosocial Nutrition. You got a stress in the area of wisdom? I got a process for you called Life Management System. You got a process, you got stress in the area of relationship? I got a process for you. It's called Life After Infidelity. So I don't care what problems you got in those four areas, I got a solution for you that's biblically based and non-biblically based and biologically based. I can use science to prove my system. I can use non-canonized books if you're an atheist to prove my system. If you're a Bible thumper like me, I can use scripture to prove everything that I say. Do you got a dog that can hunt three layers deep? Are you following somebody that got a dog that can only hunt one layer deep? Now, I have no disrespect against biblical people, but that dog didn't work for me. So you might want to get you some biology, homie. How does your body work? How does it work? The scripture doesn't tell you that. Biology does. Science does. You need something that's three layers deep. Why? A three-stranded cord is not easily broken. Brothers and sisters, join me February the 15th. 1 p.m., we start hour number one as I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify your negative habit pattern. I guarantee you, there's not a soul on the planet I cannot tell you why you do what you do. If you don't believe me, join me on the 15th. So go to the website, masterteacher33.com, just click on the link that says donation. $100, again, is free to all Life Management members. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. I know some of the stuff I say because I'm excited, but again, I don't mean no harm. I'm not trying to disrespect anybody. I just love me. I just love what I do because I didn't used to. I didn't used to love me, and I didn't used to believe in myself. I thought because what I was saying went against some of the Reverend Dr. Bishops out there, and the church folks don't like it when you start talking about science. They damn sure don't like it when you talk about biology, because most of them suckers don't know this. Man, let me calm down. Don't know nothing about biology. However, by the grace and mercy of God, I do. And it's my prayer that if you don't get with me, you get with somebody else who understands you on three layers, because you are a spirit that has possession of a soul that is manifesting itself through a body. And if you don't understand that, you're indeed kimchi. My brother and sister, may God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.